At a policy summit in Colorado, former President Jimmy Carter advocated for a national tax on carbon pollution and referred to those who deny global warming as nutcases. Deal says he assumes Jason Carter shares those views.
It is a dangerous policy, and if people are subscribing to a cap-and-trade policy that President Carter is advocating, then they should think very hard about what it would be like to have a governor who supports that.
He added no one should be referred to as nutcases.
If he wants to use that classification, I guess I fit.
When asked to clarify, Deal said he believes in global warming but doesn't know whether or not it's man-made.
It is an argument and a debate that will continue in this country, and I have no reason to become engaged in it other than to say that I am the governor of this state. I will try to protect the ratepayers of the utility bills, and I'll try to make sure that we remain competitive.
Deal has said Jimmy Carter's comments are fair game as long as the former president continues to play a key role in Jason Carter's fundraising efforts. Jason Carter has countered Deal is simply trying to distract voters from Georgia's real problems to score cheap political points. Jason Carter reiterated that Thursday.
It just shows how far he's willing to go to avoid the subject. I mean, the bottom line is this governor's record on education is one of the worst we've seen. His record on the economy is one of the worst we've seen and getting worse every day, including today. And everyone has seen his record with regard to running an honest government.
Carter campaign spokesman Brian Thomas got more specific.
Jason believes that global warming is real and believes that science should be guiding our decisions when it comes to policy.
He said Georgia's education system is underfunded and the unemployment rate is too far above the national average. He said those are the issues Carter will continue to talk about.
Jason's never going to do anything to put Georgia at a competitive disadvantage. Global warming is a national and international problem and needs to be addressed that way. What Jason's committed to doing is growing the solar energy here in Georgia and reaping the jobs that come with it.
In recent years, as a state senator, Jason Carter has pushed legislation that would make it easier for homeowners to finance solar panel installations. The legislation, however, has stalled in committee. Jonathan Shapiro, WABE News.